Well, but Joseph Z, Perry got this phone call about this this meeting,
right.
And from what I understand now, there were two identical meetings at the around the same time, same people, organized by the same people. And Joseph Z, you and I were invited to one of those meetings.
We were. Yeah.
What's your summation of it?
Well, one meeting did have allegedly a senator call into it. We had one where we were at, and that was in Tennessee. That's known. Perry's talking about a meeting that was in a different state. So there's been more than one meeting, is what we're surmising here. The meeting that we were in had so many aspects to it. You know, none of it was shock and awe beyond words. It was a lot of data. They were trying to forewarn, to forearm. We were going through things. Now, they did at a part in the meeting, and this is fascinating, show us images on a cell phone where they personally took images of entities that were in the woods, different things, you know, and again, you see images today all the time, so you don't know what's up from down. Mm-hmm. But when we looked at that, it was pretty convincing. And they showed it to us on a cell phone. They personally took images of these figures and entities that had translucent bodies, all of those things. That was something we did see. Whether it was real or not, I'll leave that for the listener to go back to their Bible and get a hold of the Word of God over. But we did really have some very interesting things that were disclosed, but a lot of it really led to the bigger agenda. And this is what I appreciated about it. So first of all, in our meeting, there was no government officials. It was ex-military. It was people that were trying to, they have been close and privy to some of the highest UFO disclosure people in the world, people that allegedly are have the ear of the president, the White House, speaking right into the coming disclosure, what's going to happen. And they said, we've got to get ahead of this because what is coming is going to lead to what they call enlightenment. And the big narrative that they led us to, and Alan, I think you remember this. I enjoyed the meeting too, Perry, because Alan in our meeting was like, you know, sometimes when you're in meetings, we're looking for the there. Where's the there? Do you have any there? And he kept asking him. It was actually really refreshing. Mike Signorelli was with us. We had a few people. And the big takeaway was they said, we've got to get ahead of this, not because the solid, as Perry said earlier, the solid Bible-believing Christians, they're not going to be taken off track by anything.
That's right.
If you're in your Bible, you know the Word of God. The church is not going to be overcome by some sensational thing that hits the atmosphere, the narrative, or the culture. The solid believers won't. But it's all the other believers that are just trying to find their way. They're listening to all the YouTube videos. They're looking at what's going on. They said the narrative is, and the agenda is, that some of these people that they've personally met with are meeting with beings that are coming down. They're light beings interacting with them. They're trying to get downloads, so to speak, from this other realm. They're calling them interdimensional beings. And what they said is the narrative will be, Christians will be shouting, these are simply demons. They're simply ancient angels. They're simply all this issue. And what the narrative will become is Christians are in the way of humanity gaining enlightenment. They're gaining enlightenment. They're trying to bring us enlightenment. We're getting in the way.